For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The sound of jingle bells will mix with the sound of cash registers ringing a little louder this holiday season, according to University of South Carolina Retail Department Chair Mark Rosenbaum. He said the National Retail Federation is predicting $680 billion in holiday spending by Americans this year, after a flat decade following the Great Recession begun in 2008.
Retailing is back at pre-2008 crash levels, and I think that's really exciting. I think this is an excellent time for retailers. So again, I want to break the myth that retail's dying. Retail's not dying at all. It's coming back stronger than ever.
Rosenbaum's optimism about this shopping season is matched by that of Andy Peach, manager of Columbiana Center Mall in Columbia. His forecast is based on the experience of his stores in recent days.
We're expecting a very good year, and just initial indications from Black Friday, everybody had a phenomenal weekend. Some retailers were up double digits from last year, and I'll tell you about 95% had hit goal or were up significantly over last year.
At the same time, both men acknowledged the encroachment of online shopping on store sales. Rosenbaum said Cyber Monday sales are now exceeding those of Black Friday.
I would say that 17% of retail sales will be conducted online, but I'm underestimating that. That doesn't include the web roaming. How many consumers began online and then went into a physical store? So when I say 17% of retail sales are online, it's much higher.
Though his mall is prospering, Peach realizes that many others are not. He recognizes online shopping's growth, but he views the future of malls with a Darwinian attitude.
I think absolutely you'll see a percentage of the malls that will close or be repurposed, but I don't think the mall will ever die. And I can tell you just from the folks I speak with on a daily basis, the mall will always be here. It's just going to be a matter of kind of the survival of the fittest, in my opinion.
Both men said the United States is over-retailed and is due for a correction. According to Rosenbaum,
there's currently about 1,100 malls in America, and that number is going to drop to probably 250 by 2030. So you will see the decline of the enclosed mall. We simply don't need that format.
Having said that, Rosenbaum added that brick-and-mortar stores are adapting. He named an interesting experiment by an online store that is opening physical stores.
Bonobos began online. It's an online men's retailer. Now Bonobos is expanding to physical stores. They carry zero merchandise. You could try something on. You could try the shirts, the pants, the shoes in order to understand your size. The consumer can then order it and have it delivered to his or her residence.
Regardless of how much internet sales increase, Rosenbaum said there will always be a need for brick-and-mortar stores.
Brick-and-mortar definitely has a role where the internet cannot play. If retailers can provide customers with an experience, value that the internet cannot provide, they'll find a niche. Now, clearly, there will still be a need for grocery stores. There will still be a need for neighborhood stores. The value has to be something that the internet cannot do.
Peach said retailers are now trying to find a happy medium between increasing their online sales and offering amenities that will keep traffic coming into their stores. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.